So Travis has a youth message today, and I think the title is Believe When You Don't Understand.
Yes, it is.
Do you need an assistant, or do you have everything?
Well, I don't know if the young folks want to come down.
Yeah, y'all want to come down? They don't want to.
They don't want to.
They're shaking their heads now.
See something really cool.
Then.
I'm gonna set up right here, because I want everybody to see this. It's not magic. Not magic, but it's gonna be something kind of interesting. So last week, Pastor talked about Dowdy and Thomas, and how we have, you know, I know over years of my time in church that we have talked bad about Dowdy and Thomas. Now, Dowdy and Thomas was this guy that when Jesus died and he rose again, he's like, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I got to see it for myself. So sometimes you just, you know, you need to see. So I think that's in the Bible, so we all can feel like, well, guess what? It's okay if we don't believe without seeing. But what if you see something and you don't understand it? So I think Thomas that day, and here's what he said, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my fingers where the nails were and put my hands into his side, I won't believe. And so Jesus is in the room with him, and he says, here, Thomas, look at the nail print in my hand. You can touch it. And this is after they saw him die. Now he was alive again. That's crazy sometimes to think about stuff like that, right? And he touched his side and all that. But I believe, and this is not in the scripture, but I believe Thomas believed, but he didn't understand. Have you ever seen anything you're like, I have to believe it because I see it, but I don't understand it? Well, I don't think you're going to believe this. So my thoughts today is I have, as you see, I have a glass, a good drinking glass, no special glass. I have a huge fork and spoon. Now, do y'all eat something with this? No? Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, it's not magic. Magic here, but this is going to be interesting. So I'm going to put, hopefully this works.
It worked at home.
So I'm going to lock those two together. So there's a lock together. Like that. Like this slide. Well, that's the first part of the project. That's not the thing you're going to get to see. So anyway, I'm going to take this toothpick and I'm going to carefully put it in there. This. I have to work this a little bit to get it right. And maybe. How about that? Is that cool? So the only thing you can see, you can stand if you want to see it. The only thing that's holding this up is the toothpick. Forks are just, and fork and spoon, these are big forks and spoons too. They're dangling over. Now watch this. I'm going to burn on this end. It's crazy. This is crazy. I think it won't go out. I burn on that end. It's slow burning. Long too. You see, y'all can stay if you want to see. Tina said, I can't burn a glass. Look at that.
Wow.
That's something. It's hard to believe in it. But you have to believe it because you see it. But you don't have to understand it because it's kind of crazy. I think I understand it. Phil probably understands it. But we have the fork hanging here, and the toothpick is just, I mean, it's just a tiny bit inside the glass. It's hanging. I'm going to leave this sitting here so you can come look at it later on. sometimes we have to believe even when we don't understand it.
Good job, Travis.
Good having you on today. Thank you. I don't have any treats for you, so.
That does make a lot more sense than being online. It really is nice.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome.